And today, North Carolina's Governor Pat McCrory asked the courts to intervene in a battle over that state's controversial bathroom bill, which requires transgender people to use bathrooms that align with the sex on their birth certificate. Here's McCrory speaking about an hour ago at a press conference in Raleigh.
We believe a court, rather than a federal agency, should tell our state, our nation, and employers across the country what the law requires.
The governor and other state agencies received a letter from the Justice Department last week that claimed House Bill 2 violates the Civil Rights Act. McCrory had until today to respond or risk billions of dollars in federal funding. Joining us now is Jorge Valencia. He's Capitol reporter with Here and Now contributing station WUNC. Jorge, tell us more about what the governor just said about why he's filing this lawsuit.
The governor is saying that the Department of Justice is overstepping its authority because, according to their interpretation of what the Justice Department is doing, is they're trying to rewrite the law for bathroom use across the country. And the governor is saying that he's pitching it over to Congress. He's saying if we're going to have these kind of changes, a federal agency can't do it. Congress has to do it.
Well, let's listen to a little bit more of him making exactly that point, saying that this is not just an issue for North Carolina.
Right now, the Obama administration is bypassing Congress by attempting to rewrite the law and set basic restroom policies, locker room policies, and even shower policies for public and private employers across the country, not just North Carolina.
So what exactly is he asking the courts to clarify?
He's asking him to clarify who exactly can be protected here. And I think that there's something important that we should clarify. The Department of Justice's actions were pertaining to Title IX and Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. And the governor, in his filing, they are only addressing Title VII.
Hmm. And when you talk about Title IX and Title VII, that is what is at stake here in terms of federal funding for North Carolina.
Yes.
If the governor doesn't do what the Justice Department wants him to do.
Yeah, so what we have here is if the state could lose billions of dollars. One estimate, I've seen a variety of estimates, but the most conservative ones are that at least $4 billion the state could lose by violating Title IX of the Civil Rights Act. Now, that by itself doesn't cut off funding, but that can trigger the federal government to withhold funding for a variety of things, research, K-12 education, higher education. So that is what's at stake here and hasn't been addressed in the governor's response so far.
The state attorney general in North Carolina, Roy Cooper, did not file today's lawsuit on behalf of the governor. It was filed with the help of private law firms. And that could be because Cooper is a Democrat and running against McCrory. Here's what he said about the law in late March.
Not only is this new law a national embarrassment, it will set North Carolina's economy back if we don't repeal it.
Now, Jorge, there was a new CNN Orc poll that says 57% of people across the country oppose these laws that require transgender people to use bathrooms that correspond to the gender on their birth certificate. 39% support. How are people in North Carolina feeling about all this?
You know, I'm glad that you're talking about a national poll because we've had a variety of polls here in North Carolina about this specific issue. And really, it depends on how you ask the question. And roughly, it seems like the state is divided somewhere around the middle. And if you ask the question a certain way, then more than half will be supportive of House Bill 2. And if you ask it a different way, then more than half will be against House Bill 2.
That's Jorge Valencia, Capitol reporter with WUNC in North Carolina. And we are going to be hearing later this afternoon from Attorney General Loretta Lynch from the Justice Department, who's going to hold a press conference in response to the lawsuit from Governor McCrory in North Carolina. Jorge, thanks.
Thank you very much.